I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says in Afghanistan,
the threat is ongoing and it is active. Our troops are still in danger. That continues to be the case every day that they are there. This is the most dangerous part of the mission.
13 U.S. service members were killed in what the Pentagon now says was one suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport. In its claim of responsibility, the Islamic State group said one of its fighters carried out the bombing. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Tuesday remains the deadline for the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan.
As we get closer, and we are getting closer, you're going to see us begin to make those muscle movements to pull out our troops and some of our equipment.
169 Afghans were killed. Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says more than 12,000 people were airlifted from Kabul in the last 24 hours. I'm Ed Donahue.